Well, hello, and welcome to the Oil Oracle podcast. I'm your host, Dot Morehouse. I am the Oil Oracle, and I'm a wellness witch with doTERRA. And this podcast has been on hiatus, but it is something that I love, and so I'm bringing it back. And realistically, it really hasn't been that long since I last did a, like, I'm back. Well, I say it hasn't been that long. It hasn't been many episodes since I last said, oh, I'm back. I think in September of last year, so like 9 months ago. Ooh, it's like a birth cycle. Okay, so how fascinating. 12th of September, I was like, I'm doing it. I'm recording another podcast. I'm bringing it back. And let's see, October, November, December, January, February, March, April, May, June, July. Oh my God, this is so perfect. This has been like a birth cycle, which is exactly kind of what I needed to talk about. And I hadn't even realized until I had a look. So far out. I have been through it. And I know that lots of you guys have as well. And it seems, and now I'm even more like vibing. So it's been like 9.5 months since I had said, oh yeah, I'm bringing it back. But basically, when I went, and then I only did like, what did we do? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 episodes, something like that. That is not a comeback. That's a flop. I think we can agree. That's a flop. That is not the energy that we're looking for. And I'm going to put my hand on my heart as I say this. I really, this time, we're back. This time we're back. It's necessary. It's prime time. The podcast is back. But for now, what I'm going to do, I am going to do a bit of like, let's reintroduce the Oil Oracle. Let's reintroduce the podcast. Only in as much as I do feel like a completely different person. And I think probably if this is something that I'm going through, then lots of you are going through it too. So if you've been here for a while, then you know my backstory. But just in case you don't, basically, I have been working with doTERRA since 2021. I have been a customer of doTERRA since 2018. And my origin story with my natural health journey literally started when I was about 14 years old. I had loads of problems with my period and I got immediately put on the pill. My body screamed for 6 years and eventually I was diagnosed with endometriosis. I was told to stay on the pill. Then it carried on screaming and I was diagnosed with PCOS. And then it wasn't actually until I had a cancer scare in my late 20s that I decided I was going to completely take my health into my own hands and I was going to start eliminating as many unnecessary toxins as possible from my environment. So that kind of started, it was like when I was around 30 years old, so around 2013. And oh my God, my maths. Yeah, that's right. Jeez. And I was in a relationship already with Martin, who's now my husband, but we hadn't been together that long. And the last thing that I wanted to get rid of, that was like the last kind of toxic thing at that time that I was wanting to clear out from my life, was the pill. And bearing in mind at this point, I had like over a decade of being told that I wouldn't be able to have children. You know, having children was not on my radar. I wasn't coming off the pill because I wanted to get pregnant. I wasn't going low tox because I wanted to get pregnant. I was going low tox because I didn't want to get cancer. That was my objective. I was like, I want to minimize, I called it cancer proofing. I want to cancer proof my life as much as possible. And the last thing that was there in that moment that I felt able to take on was the pill. And I said to Martin, look, do you mind if I come off the pill? You know, I can't have children. So like, it's just a formality and I just, you know, I don't want to be on it anymore. And he said, yes, you're fine. And I think like 6 to 8 weeks later, I was pregnant with our daughter. So whatever I'd been doing to cancer proof my life had also like coincidentally, you know, shifted 15 years worth, 16 years worth of, you know, fertility problems or like menstruality problems. Anyway, all of a sudden that was gone. I was pregnant and then I was even more committed to living low tox than I ever had been before. My daughter was born. We had a gorgeous natural birth. We chose not to vaccinate. We then decided to move to Devon, got pregnant again really easily, had a very difficult birth journey. And that's actually not something that I've really talked about on here, but my second pregnancy was hardcore because I had a sort of an experience of intergenerational trauma living in me for like 6 months, and it was super hardcore. That's probably a whole separate episode, but that kind of was also like a spiritual, my second pregnancy was a real spiritual initiation for me. And then, you know, the journey kind of deepened. It was about a year later that I found doTERRA. So, you know, the universe, the Lord, energy, frequency, whatever you want to call it, works in mysterious ways. But basically the following year, my daughter caught whooping cough. We were really well resourced. We had all the tools and things that we felt we needed, but a brave, brilliant mum in my community was working with doTERRA and just asked if she could send me a couple of samples to support me and my daughter. And she sent me a sample of air, at the time it was called breathe, that was for my daughter to support with her breathing overnight. And then she sent serenity, which was for me, which became like my emotional touchstone, my kind of my own space of solace during a period of deep and intense mothering. So that was when the oils came into my life. But at the time, I was still working in fashion. So my whole career, I'd worked in retail and then fashion. And, you know, I had at this point my own production company. So I had started in retail, then I went into luxury retail, then I went into production, and then I went into, and then I went freelance, and then I set up my own production company ultimately. And I had my own production company. I had some really great clients. I was working with like ID and Vogue and Dazed and Confused, some really great publications, also some really amazing other production companies. So I'd go in and work alongside production companies like Gainsbury and Whiting and Laura Holmes, who trained me, and like all these amazing people. So I was really working, you know, at the very like top end of the industry, watching people operating in their absolute zone of genius, which I find so inspiring. And, you know, I still look back and I'm so grateful that I had that time in fashion, and I'm so grateful for the opportunity that I got to be around and witness and facilitate, like help facilitate people to work at their highest level. That to me was always such a gift, and I love that. I'm so grateful to the industry that I had that. So when I first bought my oils, the lady who sold them to me said to me, oh, there's a business attached. And I was like, oh my God, I feel embarrassed for her that she even mentioned it. I have a real business and like a real job. I don't need to like go and sell oils anyway. Fast forward like 2 years, and the crazy shifts of 2020, I just didn't want to go back to working in fashion. I was not in alignment with the mainstream narrative. No judgment to someone else who was. I think autonomy, informed choice is the most important thing. So if somebody had all the information and for their own personal reasons was on board with the restrictions and the mandates and the distancing and all of that stuff, like that is totally cool. And that was not my choice. So I'm very grateful. I don't have anyone in my family who was immunocompromised. You know, we don't have family who live, you know, close family who live overseas. We're very lucky that we lived in a place where there was a very low incidence of everything. Anyway, it just meant that I didn't have to get involved with any of that. But to go back to working in fashion, I would have had to have people sign health declarations, and I would have had to wear full PPE on set. And I was just not willing to do that. So I knew that I was going to shut down my company. I emailed my accountant and I was like, you can just wrap it up. I'm not interested. I want to close it down. And I stepped into the possibility of something else. And holistic living had become kind of, you know, a passion and a real point of interest for me. It was something that I felt excited about. It's something that I feel inspired by. And that was just the obvious next step. Now, it wasn't completely straightforward. It didn't happen straight away. But basically, by sort of September 2021 was when I started my business with doTERRA. And, you know, I actually joined at that point, the person who was supporting me wasn't working in doTERRA anymore. So I switched, and I, with, you know, with her blessing, I was able to join another team, Emily and Tim Mascarenhas, and they're my mentors and I adore them. So, you know, everything is always, you know, working out. Everything's happening for us. You know, I actually tried, I tried to sort of do doTERRA, even though the lady who'd originally signed me up, you know, couldn't really help me anymore. And it just sort of failed and fell flat on its face. And that's why there's kind of a gap between the onset of all the 2020 crazy and me actually starting my business. But September 2021, I started my business. And, you know, I have spent my entire business journey in doTERRA up until quite recently just feeling like nothing was going fast enough, like nothing was happening, that it was so slow. I'm actually a gold rank in doTERRA, and I hit that, it's going to be 2 years ago in November. So what's really fascinating is that actually now with distance, I can look back and see that to hit gold in 2 years and 2 months is actually amazing. And it's also really fine to have spent a couple of years integrating and stabilizing that. But I have had many moments of doubt, of feeling not good enough, of feeling like an imposter, of feeling insecure, and I've had my fair share of like drama. I have to say, you know, like I love network marketing. I think anyone who's ever spoken to me knows that I absolutely love network marketing. I think it's just an amazing model. And, you know, having worked as an employee, having worked full-time, part-time management as an employee, but then having also gone and done an internship and then been, you know, a low-paid employee, and then having done, you know, shitty jobs to sustain myself while I was interning, like, you know, going back to working as like a sales assistant in retail while I was interning in production, having been at the point where I was like managing whole stores, that was a huge learning curve and lesson for me. And some, you know, sometimes you do have to go backwards to go forwards. But, you know, I've done all of these different types of work. And, you know, after interning, I became an employee. Then I went into being a contractor. Then I set up my own limited, you know, I went self-employed first. And then I set up my own limited company. So I have worked in many, many different ways over the years. And network marketing, nothing is perfect, especially not network marketing. But it is an incredible business model to work within, and I am personally so grateful that doTERRA chose this model. But the reality is, nothing is without its challenges. And for sure, like when you're working on in a business model that relies on people and relies on networks and community and communication and all of those things, like it's inevitable that you're gonna have a fair share of like leadership lessons as you go through that. And definitely I have had a fair share of opportunities to grow as a leader, let's put it that way. And I think actually what's been really fascinating, and actually to kind of bring it up to date, there was this really, and again, you know, it's that mystery and magic of the way that spirit works when we need to see something. And so really what's brought me to the point of being back here today and starting this today and getting dusting off the old microphone and getting this up is a really fascinating sequence of events. So around November, December time last year, 2024, so I'm recording this July 25. So around November time, 2024, I was feeling really, I was overwhelmed. I felt really overwhelmed. I had decision fatigue. I felt maxed in all areas of my life. And I decided that I needed to do whatever I could to minimize the amount of decisions that I was having to make on a daily basis, on a regular basis. The first thing I did that was really easy for me was I decided to stop drinking. I called it Dry December because it was just about to be December. And I kind of had this thing where it's like, you know, you have to make so many decisions around socializing and alcohol in December if you're kind of open to the possibility of drinking. every time you socialize in December, it's like, are you going to drink? Are you going to not drink? How much are you going to drink? Like, you know, when someone asks, do you want to drink? It's like, yes, no. Oh, if you say yes, then they're going to ask you if you want another drink later on. And then you've got to decide again. So I was like, okay, I'm just going to do dry December. And I stopped drinking. And that was great. I actually had like the best Christmas of my life. Side note, I really recommend it. But that was one thing. And the other thing was like, I was just so tired of making decisions about what to wear. So I just decided to adopt a uniform of, and this is a uniform that I've had many times and like, you know, is really like, really ever present over the years in my life in different ways, but black tracksuit. Okay, so like black tracksuit bottoms, black t-shirt, black jumper. That I was like, this is my uniform now. This is all that I'm going to wear. I found a great black sweatshirt, oversized black sweatshirt, and I bought three of them. And I was like, this is it. I've got my tracksuit bottoms. I've got my leggings. I've got my jumper and my t-shirts. This is all that I'm wearing. And it started as like a really empowered choice to just choose to do that, because I was like liberated from the daily like trying to put an outfit together and look some type of way. And you know, I felt great to do that, to free myself from that decision making process every day. And it was a really good move until it wasn't. And I actually didn't realize this shift. And there's an amazing quote from Rudolf Steiner where he says, like, because he used to speak about how the education would have to evolve over time. And, you know, we would have to move with the times if we were going to be able to, you know, if that education was going to survive and thrive for generations to come. And it was, I'm not going to get it word perfect, but it was something along the lines of, like, every right that we work to bring into being will in time become a wrong. Meaning like every righteous thing that we fight for has the potential in time to become wrong. And that could be for for so many different reasons. But what I realized for me recently was that, you know, when I brought this idea in and I decided to just minimize in all ways, that felt great. I felt very free. It felt brilliant. But what that turned into over time was actually like something for me to hide behind. And I didn't really notice it until mid-June. We were getting ready to go to Germany for my husband's cousin's wedding. So my husband is half Dutch. We have a big European family. Well, no, we have a European branch of our family. Our family, no part of our family is big. That's a lie. Because my kids don't have any cousins over here in the UK. Like Martin's cousin has kids. So they've got those guys, two of those. But like we're a small family. Anyway, I was packing for the kids and I was packing for Mart and I was doing all the mum stuff that you have to do. It was our first time leaving the country as a family of four. You know, we've only ever done camping and stuff like that as a family of four. And it got to the point of like packing my stuff and I was like, fuck, I've got like nothing that is appropriate for like 30 degrees in rural Germany and B, like wedding appropriate. Like I am hiding every day in a black tracksuit. And I've been aware of it because like the weather was quite good in the UK this spring. And I kind of was aware like, oh, I can tell that this is like, these aren't the right clothes for now, but I literally now don't, I feel paralyzed about what else to wear. And then the reality of like arriving in Germany and looking at the clothes that I put in the suitcase for myself, I was like, fuck, it's like I had really lost respect for myself. And I wasn't valuing my part in my place in the family as who I want to be and be seen as. You know, I was very making sure, you know, my husband had a nice suit to wear and I made sure I got some nice outfits for the kids, and it came to me and I like hadn't thought about it at all. And as a result, I had like shit clothes to wear, basically. I didn't feel good. Luckily, you know, where we were staying was like a gorgeous town in Germany and they had like an H&M and actually C&A, which is kind of random, but was quite brilliant. And I went and I just like had to go shopping as soon as we got there to go and get some, you know, clothes that felt actually like representative of me having any kind of personality whatsoever, because otherwise I was just literally hiding in this fucking black tracksuit. Anyway, so we go and I like bought these clothes, but what I realized in the process of shopping was also that like my body had softened in places and changed in places. And if you've been around for a while, you'll know, like, in my past I had eating disorders and body dysmorphia. And also what I realized was that in wearing the giant tracksuit every day, I had like stopped taking care of my body, which is literally like, you know, a whole part of my job is helping people take care of themselves. And I wasn't taking care of myself at all. And I realized like when I was trying stuff on, I was like, wow, I actually like, I don't know whether I like my I let my body change because I was hiding, or I was hiding because I'd let my body change. It's like a chicken and egg thing. But I realized that I didn't feel great in my body. And, you know, and it was fine. I was like, I was away, so it felt quite easy in a way though as well to just say like, fuck it, I'm just going to buy some nice jolly things and wear them and feel fine about that. So I did, like I bought myself like a little pink pair of shorts and shirt, like pajama style set. And I bought myself a nice pink skirt. And just like a couple of bits that I could feel good in, and had that. And so, you know, wore those to the wedding, didn't feel brilliant, but felt better than I did. And what then, you know, so this is like this fascinating sequence of events. So straight after the wedding, Martin and the kids and his family, mum and stuff, were coming back to the UK, and I went on to stay in Hamburg with a really cool, amazing friend of mine who is always very honest. And I was staying with her for like 36 hours before catching a flight over to Bulgaria, where I was going for a work trip that I had qualified for literally like 2 years ago when I first hit silver in doTERRA. And I went to stay with this friend of mine, Kat. She's got an amazing house in Hamburg. We met when they lived in Devon, and then they'd kind of moved back there. Her kids were at the same school as my kids for a while. And we have almost exactly the same birthday. And so I love Kat because she's just as blunt and honest as I am. And she speaks to me with such clear honesty that I appreciate so much. Like, you know, she won't just sort of go quiet on something. She'll tell you why she's not engaging with it. And I think that level of honesty and authenticity is just so fucking valuable. Anyway, got to her house, sat in the garden, we were catching up, and I said something at some point in that evening about, oh, well, you know, it's just a bit of a weird one because I've put on weight, so I don't feel great, or something like that. And she went, oh, that's so interesting. If I look at you, I don't think that your body has changed, but I can tell that you are, I can tell that you're insecure because of the way that you're acting. And I was like, what? And she's like, yeah, you know, I can tell that you don't feel good about how you look because of the way that you're acting. And I was like, well, what do you mean? Like, tell me more. This is fascinating. And she said, oh, you know, well, you got here and when you sat down on the sofa, you put a pillow on your stomach. And then like when you sit on the table, you sit like this. And I noticed, you know, also that like in terms of like how you like when you're wearing this, you do it like that. And I was like, oh my God. So it's so fascinating because I'm in my head like what thinking like, oh, I don't feel good about my body, I don't feel good about how I look. And actually from the outside, nothing really has changed except the fact that I'm obviously having a moment because I'm behaving like someone who doesn't feel great in their body. And it was just such a wake-up call for me. And I mean, God, I hope you all, anyone listening, I really hope that you have someone like Kat in your life who will just say it straight to you, and that you can learn to embrace that as not an attack, but just like such a gift. And that for me was like a wow, okay, this is definitely whatever the fuck is going on inside my head. It's affecting the way that I act, and it's for sure affecting my business. And I know that I said earlier on, like, I've spent most of my journey in doTERRA feeling like it's not going fast enough, but I have hit a plateau in my business because we were in huge momentum, and we've just sort of stayed where we are at gold. And that's great, but it's not what I'm here to create. Like, I am here to create a business that touches millions of people, and it's not going to happen if I just sit here at gold hiding myself and feeling like bad about the way that I look and therefore not showing up. So anyway, that kind of happened, and that really got me thinking. And then I went from Hamburg to fucking Bulgaria for this incentive trip, which I hadn't even really thought about, to be honest, because I was so preoccupied with the wedding. And then I got there and I was like, wow, I've got like 3 days in 35 degree heat next to a swimming pool with a bunch of other doTERRA people. And it's amazing in doTERRA because anyone can do it. And so, you know, there are all shapes and sizes. You don't have to look a certain way to do doTERRA. But I definitely had like an inner voice that was screaming at me throughout the whole trip of like, basically just like, you know, kind of saying like, the body doesn't lie. Like, look, it shows that you're not taking care of yourself. And, you know, maybe that's like a dick thing to say to myself, but it's also true because I know that I hadn't been taking care of myself. And I was like, this has to change. This has to change. But what was so interesting there was also noticing my language. Like, I was asked about something and I was like, well, I'm trying. Or like, well, I think I'm doing this. And I was like, wow, I really am not coming from a place of power right now. It was a real, and it was like fascinating because I just literally felt like I was watching myself and I was like, oh my God, I have got myself in a funk. And it doesn't happen in a vacuum. So I have had a couple of like very gnarly situations in my personal life this year, and very gnarly, like, you know, there's some like gnarly stuff happens in business, stuff happens in life, you know, like these things don't happen by accident, or, you know, they don't come out of nowhere, but like they seem to appear, like they become visible all of a sudden. So it's like all of a sudden I could see how in particular, like one relationship in my life has chipped and chipped and chipped and chipped and chipped and chipped away at my confidence in myself to the point where I had lost belief in my ability to build the life that I want to create. Because there's this person in my life who wants me, they benefit from me feeling like shit, because it gives them, you know, and there's like a whole narrative. I can't, it's too, yeah. Anyway, regardless, this person, it's like, it's been super toxic in my brain. I didn't realize. And like, the amazing thing was there was this process of like back to back to back to back experiences of like packing and realizing I had nothing to wear, getting there and realizing what I had was like fucking depressing. Then like going to my friend's house and her being like, you're acting like someone who hates themselves. And then getting to Bulgaria and being like, what is this language that I'm using? I'm not speaking like in an empowered way. Anyway, it was like, oh wow, I need to get myself out of this. And it's hard because once you get into a place of like inertia, especially in your business, when we work online and things like that, it can feel really scary to rip the band-aid off and be like, no, I'm coming back. Because it's like, it's not, I'm not launching, I'm not starting, I'm not, you know, like with a new business or anything like that. I just am going again. Like, we're going again. And actually that can be, I think, like, that is like harder than anything. At this point, it would be so easy for me to just slip out and be like, oh, I've been really stuck, like it's not really working, and then go and look for another opportunity. But the reality is that all of these obstacles, all of these things that come up that stop us or slow us down or like inhibit us in some way, that is the shit we need to overcome in order to be the person who embodies the next level of success that we're looking for. And I've always said, like, I really believe there's a book by Brian Holiday. I absolutely believe that what he says is true, is that the obstacle is the way. So if I'm here and I'm not growing because I don't feel confident or whatever else, me going and joining another company or changing or like quitting literally doesn't change the fact that I don't feel good about myself. It's just like a geographical change. And at some point, when the novelty wears off, I'm still gonna have to face exactly the same shit. And until I do that, like, I'm never gonna hit that next level. And the great thing about doTERRA, and I've said this before, is that at least when this stuff comes up, you actually get to face it and deal with it with the support of your oils. Because I've had people like leave my team and then come back because literally they were like, I left and I went to do this other thing, and then like I was having a really hard time and the only thing that got me through it was the oils, and I was like, what the hell did I do? Why did I leave? And it's so true. Like, if you're like in doTERRA, if you're listening to this because you're a doTERRA person and you're like, you've been doubting and you're like not sure, just trust me when I say that if you leave, the same thing will represent itself. It might have a different name, might have a different flavor, but ultimately the same issue will resurface until it is healed. And at least if you stay in this business, you've got the oils to heal with. And so, you know, it's been a really amazing time. And what's so fascinating is that I had a big wobble last summer. I felt really insecure. And then I never really actually worked on the shit that needed working on, and as such I've kind of stayed in this stuck place. I really believe in coaches and coaching and mentorship, and I had done a lot and I'd kind of got to a point where I was like, I need a break because I need to integrate all of this stuff. But I think basically I left it too long. And what's amazing is that I flew back from Bulgaria on the Friday. I landed and like had to travel back to Devon. I got into through the door of my house at 1:15 p.m. on the Friday a couple of weeks ago. And at 2 p.m. I had a discovery call with a coach and I booked her immediately. Like, we're starting. I was like, yes, this is what I need. And I'm like back in a coaching program just for 3 months, because at the end of the day, the battle in business is lost and won based on what is going on inside your head. And it doesn't matter what other people are doing. It doesn't matter what like your team do. It doesn't matter what like customers are doing. It doesn't matter if people are like canceling orders or people are leaving the team. Like, none of it matters. The only thing that matters, the only thing that you can control, is the way that you respond to it. And that all happens in between your ears. And so it's like, I just had this real wake up call where I was like, the only person standing in my way at this point is me. And so with that said, I decided to come back because I get to choose. Like, I don't get to let my subconscious fear programming run the show. Like, that's not happening. And I just know that, you know, as much as it would, you know, like, I feel self-conscious because I'm like, I'm not new in business. I'm not like launching something. I'm just going back into day one energy. And that's just a choice. And so that's why I'm here. That's why I'm recording a podcast today. That's why I'm going to be showing up again. Because actually, the only antidote to doubt is action. Like, if you are doubting yourself and you are lacking in confidence, the only thing that will shift that is action. Like, if you have lost confidence in yourself, it's literally just because you've been breaking the promises that you make to yourself. I can say that because I know that it's true, because it's literally my life over the past 9 months. I have not kept the promises that I made to myself. And as a result, my confidence was on the floor. And in terms of, like, you know, your business, if you are not confident about showing up on social media or like hosting a class or doing whatever you need to do, the only way to overcome that is to do it. And you cannot learn it beforehand, or you, like, there's not like a special course you can take. You literally just have to do it. The only way out is through. And when you do the things that you felt scared about, on the other side of it, your confidence grows. And it works, it's literally that way, rather than I'm going to grow my confidence and then do the thing that I'm scared about. Because if you never do it, your confidence will never grow. And likewise, if I never got my ass back into gear and decided to start showing up in the energy that I was 2 years ago, nothing was going to happen. And I'm saying all of this and it's like, I'm still early days in doTERRA. Like, I haven't even been doing it 4 years yet. I was on a trip just now with people who've been doing it 10 years at the same rank as me. So I'm like, I'm not even mad about it. Do you know what I mean? It's really interesting. It's really interesting. Life's a ride. And I just hope that if I've shared anything today, that, you know, if anything I've shared today, like, has helped you feel like seen or understood, or like maybe you're just not completely on your own, then I've achieved my goal. Because I just want you to know that it is a crazy time. It's a crazy time in the world. It's a crazy time to be building a business, but you have everything that you need to do it. And no one can stop you except you. Like, if you don't get to grips with what's going on in your head, you're the one that's stopping yourself. Nobody else can stop you. And certainly not anybody else who's not saying nice things. Like, those people can just fuck off. Okay? Right. I'm going to go and have some lunch because if I don't do that, I'm going to fall over. But thank you for being here. Thank you for thank you for listening to me while I vent and brain dump this stuff. I've always said that the podcast is all the voice notes that I'm not allowed to send. And I love that for us. So here we are. What are we saying now? Season 4? Maybe, I don't know. Anyway, you can expect to hear more from me. Thank you for being here. Have a beautiful day. I am the Oil Oracle. Your life is a ceremony, so you should start living that way.